This is KUT. Uber and Lyft supporters turned in a petition to Austin City Hall last week. It calls for a new ordinance to regulate ride-hailing companies in Austin. It will likely go in front of council sometime next month. That same week, we heard about a petition to recall council member Ann Kitchen. Since then, our reporters have heard about two more petitions making their way through Austin. So what's going on? Why all the petitions all of a sudden? KUT's Audrey McGlinchey went to find out.
In a future Austin, this could be the call to arms.
All right, folks, we're going to take our petition signatures into the city clerk right now. So we're just going to turn them in.
All right, so I'm being a bit dramatic. But the sound of Uber and Lyft supporters turning in 23,000 petition signatures ushers in what you could call the era of the petition. And it's an era that became much more real in 2012, thanks to you, Austin voters. Here I am reporting on this last week. The law allows each city to set its own minimum number of signatures for an ordinance. Austin used to require 10% of voters, which would be around 50,000 signatures. In 2012, as part of an overhaul of local government, the city council asked voters if they wanted to reduce the required number of signatures to bring forth an ordinance. And they said yes. The city now requires 20,000 signatures, the same number needed to petition to change the city charter.
Your charter is your governing body's constitution. It is our city constitution.
Former Councilmember Mike Martinez explains the city's thinking this way. It should not be easier to change the city's charter, as he calls it, the city's constitution, than it is to put a new ordinance in front of council members. Martinez says one fight at City Hall really sounded this alarm, the fight over incentives for the Domain, the shopping center in North Austin. In 2008, some citizens disagreed with incentives the city had offered the Domain, so they put an opposition on the ballot. But instead of a new ordinance, it was a charter amendment. Here's Martinez again.
And so we saw a bad precedent of when folks are upset or when folks disagree with a council policy, they were going to go and try to put an amendment on for the charter as opposed to getting an ordinance on the ballot, which would be more appropriate.
Hence, lowering the number of signatures required for an ordinance. The only potential downside, some say, is that it also makes it easier for corporations to fund successful petitions, like in the case of the Uber and Lyft petition. Peck Young directs the Center for Public Policy and Political Studies at Austin Community College.
People can use their corporate funds to pay for petition drives, and you end up with, the system being perverted by people who want to use petition drives as a weapon.
Now, who's the dramatic one? The group who submitted the Uber and Lyft petition did not return a request for comment Wednesday. Of course, it's possible the ride-hailing petition would have been successful under the old rules anyway. The group organizing the petition said it gathered more than 60,000 signatures. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.